we don't live in a in this moment in a optimistic reality, but I think there are the youth that it's starting to get involved with politics. They are no longer being illusioned by political parties, and the example of what's happening here in Europe, in the United States, and also in Argentina and Mexico. So the Chiapa movement, the Zapatista movement, the Piqueteros movement, all of them are inspiration from the groups. So I don't know, I think what we try to do in the library is to show the people that have a political activity, it's easy to start. Everyone thinks that's very hard. It's easy to start, but you have to work. It's something that you have to put energy in that and do that with strength, because you know that looking to the future, the perspective, they are not good, but we think it's possible to create this new perspective. So it's, I think this moment is the propaganda of what happened in our history, and what happened in other places are happening now in other places, so the people can look more than the media told them. Brazil have a great monopoly of the information also. There are something like 5 groups in Brazil that controls all the media, and all of them are directly linked and owned by politicians. So
what you had in Venezuela, what you had in Venezuela in the past.
Yeah.
Venezuela was the same.
So
they had control. They also made a coup possible by this television, Venevisión.
So that's what, and the political TV, the public television, it's also now
by the government.
By the government, and they are doing some right wing propaganda. So.
Because in Chile there was a little repression with the anarchist group. They were blamed of throwing some. You follow this in 2006.
Caso Bomba. Yeah, there.
How you see this coming up with the tension building up towards the World Cup and everything? How do you see that happen with the anarchist group in
I think he's telling about a case in Chile that. A lot of bombs explode in Santiago, in Chile, and one of the bombs, there were something like 50 bombs, 9 cases were the police go to see what's happening, and mainly they are looking for anarchist groups that were putting bombs. Because
there was sound bombs, but only noise, not like
like proper explosions.
Yeah,
like
some banks
I'm not sure.
Blown up,
I'm not sure. We're not.
Were only a few Molotov cocktails and some explosion, but nobody got hurt.
Now the Caso Bomba started also with there was a guy, an anarchist, a known anarchist from Santiago. He had like a fire extinguisher. From that he made a bomb, and he drove with a bike to a school of the police.
Yeah.
But he had the bomb in his backpack, and he went over a hump, and then the bomb exploded.
Oh.
So he exploded,
yeah.
And then it started a bit. Then they found the leftovers of this anarchist, that he had a bomb. The bomb was similar as other bombs that were used in the area of Santiago, and then they raided anarchist library and houses and squats and social centers in Chile, and then this Casas Bombas started. Yeah. But more or less what they did, these bombs were like put from like the insurrectionist anarchist perspective. So, but they just looked like who are the anarchists in Santiago, so they went to like the most obvious known places that more or less would like criticize even that kind of tactics. But they just were like, they're the anarchists, fuck them, we're gonna raid them. And they've got more or less, it's like a shot in the dark. Just like, we get some anarchists, they've got somewhere maybe to do with it. That's, yeah. That happened in 2006-07 it started. Yeah. It's still going on.
It's still going. And what happened is that many of occupations, political occupations that used to have in Santiago were closed. They used to have important libraries in there. And the our friend told the guys from Grupo de Estudo, they told us that almost everything was missed. The police destroyed all.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Now
there's like no infrastructure anymore.
So now the groups they are not organizing because there are been a lot of repression since then.
Yeah.
So what happened in Chile now is that you don't have a constant groups acting. You have some newspapers. But you have few anarchist spaces in the city because all the action it's in the streets in the manifestation.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
All the manifestation almost end with fights between some insurrectionist groups and the police.
Yeah.
So and every day you see in the media in the news the news saying that anarchists broke some window of a bank of a stuff like that.
Terrorists
in Brazil there is any reference in media to anarchism. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no good, no bad, no propaganda at all.
Mm.
No,
that's bad probably.
Yeah.
But, and how is the relation with like the indigenous movements? You know, now they're cutting down like since the 70s a lot of forests. And yeah, about this movement and anarchists, for example, or like more base democratic groups.
In Brazil,
not especially anarchists, but more like between the indigenous and the Brazilian population.
In Brazil, we have the indigenous. Case we it's very specific because from in the Brazilian Constitution the indigenous all of them are like children.
Mm-hmm.
So the government take care of them. So in all of indigenous community it's you have the doctor, you have the school, you have everything.
A representative of the government.
Yeah. They are inside the community. So I think that's not only the only point, but that this is a similar case with our social movement, that it's directly linked with the government. But it's the same problem in the social movement with anarchism that we are few and our strategies are I think we don't dialogue very very well. What happened now with the protest against Belo Monte Dam in Amazonas, they organize some autonomous and some anarchists goes to Amazonia. At the same time that were happening the conference Rio + 20, Rio + 20 in Rio de Janeiro, they organized the Xingu + 23. That's a reference when the indigenous movement stopped the the construction of the Belmonte Dam in 89. So now, at this moment, there are some militants involved with this fight, indigenous.
They want to do it again. They want to start it up again.
They already started.
Okay. Yeah.
So at the first time there were only a project,
yeah.
And they tried to build. Now they are building. So in the project from the whole Amazonas, it's something like 100-150 dams to produce energy.
They want to build 150 more.
100? Yeah. The project from the next.
It's also a very big river, eh?
Nah.
and
a big world, so why don't we bother?
And the perspective is produce energy to aluminium. Because they found a big jazida.
Source
of bauxita. In it's the primary font from aluminium, and in Amazonia. So the ex-government, the ex-president of Brazil, Sarney, that owned the great part of the energy industry, are building in Amazonia dams to produce energy to the extraction of bauxita to produce aluminium. So
to produce airplanes and NASA planes.
To produce aluminium to sell to Japan and then and China now. So that's, but there is now from this specific case a relation and a direct action and contact that the indigenous movement with some anarchist and autonomous groups in Brazil that before had never happened. So
that's good. That's helpful.
And that's the question I had before about this. But this is already an interaction in process.
Yeah, but
because of people from the city.
Yeah, but I think don't want to be always pessimistic, but I think it's the perspective that joined these groups were not ideological, but were the thing, the subject that was
a common subject.
Yeah. So in a short time, I don't know that any of these groups can change their perspective, but we don't know how this process goes. So
it's a start, and there are also some connections. So
and
that's
where
good.
Is this going on? This last
manifestation in Pará, north from Brazil, Pará, Amazonas, because all the dams are being constructed there, and the Indians, indigenous groups are now getting organized. A lot of them together because there are problems inside the indigenous groups, so they have their own conflicts, ideological conflicts, and religious conflicts, but they get together from the same subject. So I think that's
it's something.
Yeah. Difference from Chiapas that were 20 years planning and organizing and creating, but the Chiapas in Zapatista movement also started
somewhere.
So.